Earth and Sky.
Monday, May 4th, 2009. The Eta Aquarid meteor shower is expected to peak in the pre-dawn sky on Tuesday or Wednesday morning, May 5th or 6th, in the hour or two before sunrise.
You don't have to locate the radiant point of this shower to watch the Eta Aquarid meteors.
But if you could trace their paths backwards across the sky, you'd see that the meteors appear to radiate from a Y-shaped group of stars called the Water Jar, part of the constellation Aquarius. You need a dark sky to spot this point in the sky, but you also need a dark sky for seeing the meteor shower. Come to our website at earthsky.org. We've got a chart that can help you star hop to the radiant point for the Eta Aquarid shower.
And again, in the couple of hours before dawn and the next two mornings, the meteors in this annual shower will appear in all parts of the sky. These Eta Aquarid meteors originated in the most famous of all comets, Halley's Comet, which is expected to return to the inner solar system in the year 2061. Around now, our planet is crossing the orbital path of this comet. Though Halley's Comet is far away now, its orbital path is littered with debris.
And that debris becomes the beautiful shooting stars we can see at this time of year. I'm Joel Block.
And I'm Deborah Bird for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.